December 31, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Yesterday, the God of Israel will be your reward, Isaiah 52:12. Security from yesterday. God requireth that which is past. At the end of the year, we turn with eagerness to all that God has for the future, and yet anxiety is apt to arise from remembering the yesterdays. Our present enjoyment of God's grace is apt to be checked by the memory of yesterday's sins and blunders. But God is the God of our yesterdays, and he allows the memory of them in order to turn the past into a ministry of spiritual culture for the future. God reminds us of the past, lest we get into a shallow security in the present. Security for tomorrow, for the Lord will go before you. This is a gracious revelation that God will garrison where we have failed to. He will watch, lest things trip us up again into like failure, as they assuredly would do if he were not our re-reward. God's hand reaches back to the past and makes a clearinghouse for conscience. Security for today. For ye shall not go out with haste. As we go forth into the coming year, let it not be in the haste of impetuous, unremembering delight, nor with the flight of impulsive thoughtlessness, but with the patient power of knowing that the God of Israel will go before us. Our yesterdays present irreparable things to us. It is true that we have lost opportunities which will never return. But God can transform this destructive anxiety into a constructive thoughtfulness for the future. Let the past sleep, but let it sleep on the bosom of Christ. Leave the irreparable past in his hands and step out into the irresistible future with him. That's the end of Oswald's text. The book of the Revelation speaks to this issue as well. The God who is, who was, and who is to come. This is a strong statement of the fact that God is the God of all parts of our existence, our past, our present, and our future. A good word from Oswald is that we leave our yesterdays in God's hands and not be anxious about them. We can't relive them, but we certainly can waste a lot of time that could be focused on present activity, which would change the future for the better. Most people waste most of their lives hiding their past, keeping things secret, or living in a state of shame and guilt over the things they have committed as wrong in the past or things they have not done that they knew good and well they should have done. This is not God's way. God's forgiveness covers everything in every one of our days. God wants us to use the energy of our past and even the darkest things of our past to be a part of our present experience today, to change today so that our subsequent tomorrows, which become yesterdays as we live them today, will be a glorious change from the previous yesterdays of our past. God will redeem anything and everything we fail to do, but God cannot transform us, as Oswald suggests, unless and until we leave the past in the hands of Jesus, accept his forgiveness for infractions, for omissions, and live in that forgiveness, in the total forgiveness that he's given us. Live today as though yesterday had not happened, except the experience it provides that we not make the same mistakes. Don't live in guilt and shame and fear. Live in the knowledge that God redeems our blunders, redeems everything in our past that we think is lost, and God will use today, if we will give him all of today, by releasing our anxiety about yesterday and focus on how he can live through us today. Our futures will be amazingly bright and glorious, full of blessing for ourselves and others. Not trouble-free, not worry-free, not error-free. However, they will be free indeed to be blessed by God. Let him handle the future by letting him live through you today.